If your family lived in the Five Points area of Denver, Colorado, in the first half of the 20th century, there's a good chance you were born in this particular home. The story of that home and the woman who lived there says a lot about her life and the challenges overcome. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In Denver, Colorado, you'll find a home with quite a story.
This building belonged to Dr. Ford, who was the first licensed black female physician in Colorado.
Daphne Rice Allen is speaking of Dr. Justina Ford, who was born in 1871 and attended the Herring Medical College in Chicago.
Around 1899-ish, she finishes, she marries, and marries a gentleman, Reverend Ford, who is called to Colorado to pastor at Zion Baptist Church.
Once in the state, she was ready to practice medicine, but rules and views of the time presented challenges.
She goes to get her license and is told, well, I shouldn't take your money, you're black and female. But they take her money, they give her her license, but the American Medical Association and the Colorado Medical Association deny her hospital access.
Without hospital access, she had to find another location to practice medicine.
And so she and her husband, in this home, set up an office and she began servicing the community, and most of them were home births.
And over the course of 50 years, she served a diverse group of patients in the Five Points area of Denver.
It is said that Dr. Ford delivered over 7,000 babies. And some of those families, some of the state legislators helped legislate an injunction so that the house would not be demolished.
And it was moved to its present location at 3091 California Street in Denver, the home of the Black American West Museum that tells the story of many enterprising Black Americans who helped settle the Western U.S. Traveling the countryside in Denver, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.